Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, the Marlins and the Nationals wrapped up their 2017 season series. And with a recap, here is Glenn Kaeffner.
Back at Marlins Park on the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Marlins fall to the Nationals 8-1 tonight. The Nats close out a three-game series sweep. They win the season series 13-6. And for Miami, a 1-6 record on this homestand against the Phils and the Nationals. After a splendid Major League debut Friday against the Phillies, Dylan Peters made his second big league start tonight. And this one got off to a shaky start against the highest scoring team in the National League. Trey Turner led off the first inning with a single. Peters came back, though, to strike out Wilmer Defoe, but then he walked Anthony Rendon, and the Nats had two on with one out for Ryan Zimmerman.
Here's the 1-0 pitch, and there's a ball grounded through the left side and a base hit. Being waved is the lead runner, Turner. The throw is cut off, and they've got Rendon hung up between second and third. The run has scored, and there's D. Gordon putting the tag on Rendon. And Zimmerman is at first base with a single and a run batted in, and it's 1-0 Washington.
No, we know Zimmerman can swing the bat, and we didn't know he could run as he did with Howie Kendrick at the plate.
8th of July. Here's a ground ball. Fair ball over the bag at third. Down the left field line, headed toward the corner. Headed toward third base is Ryan Zimmerman. He's been waived, and he'll score, and it's 2-0 Nationals.
Showed off some wheels, scoring from first in that Kendrick double. The Nats scored twice in the first off Dylan Peters and had the early 2-0 lead. They would extend that lead in the fourth inning, leading off Zimmerman delivering again. Good. Zimmerman is hammered, deep right, Stanton back, and he'll watch it go. Up into the second deck, a home run porch. Ryan Zimmerman has hit home run number 31 in this season, and it's 3-0 Nationals. That's a big-time home run to the opposite field here at Marlins Park, up onto that home run porch, 427 feet according to StatCast. That opposite field shot by Zimmerman's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. It would stay 3-0 through five innings. Dylan Peters done after five. Six hits, three runs. He walked two, struck out six, allowed that home run to Zimmerman through 77 pitches and 45 strikes. Meanwhile, Gio Gonzalez lasted five for the Nats. The highly native was en route to another win over the Marlins tonight when he exited, having worked five innings of three-hit shutout ball. He walked three, struck out four, but he threw 101 pitches in his five innings, 55 strikes, 46 balls. So both teams were in the bullpen in the sixth, and things fell apart for the Marlins in the sixth with Vance Worley out there. Back-to-back singles by Anthony Rendon and Ryan Zimmerman got things started. Zimmerman went 3-for-5 tonight, a homer, a couple of RBIs, three runs scored. Howie Kendrick hit by a pitch that loaded the bases with nobody out. Nats would break it open. A sack fly by Jason Wirth made it a 4-0 game with first base open. Michael Taylor walked intentionally. Jose Lobaton then walked with the bases loaded. That made it 5-0 Washington. And a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of Adam Lind made it a 6-0 Nationals lead. Stayed 6-0 into the eighth, one with one out up to the plate facing Junichi Tozawa, Michael Taylor. Pitch to Taylor is driven deep to left. Back goes Ozuna, no chance. Up above the Clevelander. Solo home run, Michael Taylor. 7-0 Nationals. That was off to Zawa. Justin Nicolino allowed an RBI single to Anthony Rendon in the ninth inning. It was 8-0 Nats into the bottom of the ninth when finally Miami got on the scoreboard. A leadoff single from JT Realmuto, who went 2-for-4 tonight. He took second base on a ground out by pinch hitter Mike Aviles. He went to third base on a hit by Brian Anderson, who was 1-for-4, and this is his sixth big league game. With first and third and one out, Miguel Rojas grounded out to the first baseman Zimmerman. That brought Realmuto across, made an 8-1 game. Marlins finally on the scoreboard. But that was the second out after Tomas Solis was hit by a pitch. D. Gordon bounced out, and that's how this one ends. It ends 8-1, the Nationals in front. For the Nationals, 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 6 men left. For the Marlins tonight, a run on 6 hits, no errors. They leave 9. Gio Gonzalez, the winning pitcher, improves to 14-6 on the season. Dylan Peters, the loser, in his second big league start. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours, 2 minutes, in front of 14,390 here at Marlins Park. So the Nats finish a 4-3 road trip to Milwaukee and Miami, sweeping three here at Marlins Park. They improved to 85-54. They're a season best 31 games over 500 for the first time this year. They're now 18 games up, a season high in the NL East. Nats improved to 45-27 on the road. For the Marlins, well, they've lost four straight now. They've dropped 9 of 10. They go 1-6 in this homestand, 1-3 against the Phils, 0-3 against the Nats. Miami now 67-72. In just the blink of an eye, the Marlins have gone from 3 over to now 5 under, 18 back in the division. And the Marlins, who seemed headed to an easy winning record at home this year, now fall to 36-35 with 10 remaining here at Marlins Park. 8-1. Nationals, your final score tonight.
Nationals over the Marlins, a sweep for the Nats. Last night, it was a matchup between Gio Gonzalez and Dylan Peters, and the Nationals come away with a sweep at Marlins Park. Well, the show hits the road to Atlanta, 7:35 tonight against the Braves at SunTrust Park. Dan Straley versus Sean Newcomb will be on the air at 7:05 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.